With Montana News, I'm Freddie Monatis. About 150 people congregated on both sides of the street outside a hotel in Missoula last night to denounce an anti-Islamic lecture taking place inside. That's roughly twice as many people who came to hear the lecture, sponsored by the Lake County chapter of the group Act for America. Ayman Ormseth represents the group Salem, or Standing Alongside American Muslims, and helped organize the protest.
As long as this group and groups like them are continuing to talk about Islam in a hateful, unfair way and create a climate where hate speech and violence towards Muslims is on the rise, then we will continue to engage with that.
Act for America invited a pastor from Spokane, Sharam Hadian, to speak about what he calls the fallacy of a peaceful Islam. Hadian spoke for more than 2 hours. The talk cost $20 and blended vitriol about Islam with criticisms of current U.S. policy, allowing for the resettlement of refugees from war-torn countries like Syria and Iraq. Hadian was born in Iran and converted to Christianity from Islam. Although human rights organizations have accused Act for America of using hate speech to advance their agenda, Hadian says he is telling another side of a story.
Unfortunately, you don't see many presentations like this giving the other side of the equation. You know, you see most presentations, most stuff that's happening in the community, in the universities, from the media side, is on the pro-refugee side.
The nonprofit International Rescue Committee recently resettled 5 refugee families from the Democratic Republic of the Congo in Missoula. Its goal is to help more refugees do the same. Hadian is scheduled to speak again in Kalispell tomorrow. Beartooth Pass on the Montana-Wyoming border has closed for the winter. The closure of U.S. Highway 212 between Red Lodge and Cook City was announced today. The road will be gated near the Greeno Lake turnoff. The highway typically reopens the Friday before Memorial Day. Road service has been closed several times in the past month due to snow and ice. A federal jury has awarded creditors in the bankruptcy of a Montana resort for the ultra-rich a $9 million judgment against the wife of the resort's founder. The verdict against Jessica Ferguson was released today by U.S. District Court in Seattle. Ferguson is the wife of Tim Blixeth, who founded the posh Yellowstone Club near Big Sky that went bankrupt in 2008. Creditors represented by a trust argued that Blixeth transferred a jet, 2 yachts, and a mansion to Ferguson in a fraudulent attempt to shield his assets. The trust has received prior court judgments against Blixeth totaling more than $500 million. Ferguson's attorney, Paul Brain, declined to say if she will appeal. The Yellowstone Club emerged from bankruptcy in 2009 under new ownership. 2 former Bozeman radiologists have filed a federal whistleblower lawsuit against Bozeman Health Deaconess Hospital. They say it legally conspired to maintain its monopoly on radiology services, some of which are billed to Medicare and Medicaid. Frank Rembert and Michael Paradise allege the radiology group that contracted with the Bozeman Hospital was considering opening an outpatient imaging center, which would have competed with the hospital for patients and possibly offered services at a lower cost. The lawsuit alleges the hospital created a joint venture with the radiology group and agreed to refer patients to the joint venture in exchange for millions of dollars in kickbacks. Hospital officials tell the Bozeman Daily Chronicle the hospital denies the allegations and will defend itself against the lawsuit, which was filed in December but made public last week. The University of Montana received a $50,000 grant to work with the Bureau of Land Management over the next 2 summers. Geology professor at UM, Rob Thomas, received the grant today to fund 4 environmental scientist student interns to work with the Bureau. The group of students will be split in 2 and spend 1 summer working on ecological site descriptions for the organization. The data collected over the internships will aid in advising the current and future measures for managing the health of public lands. Thomas says it will also help landowners care for public lands with multiple uses. Homeland Security officials are warning Governor Steve Bullock that the state may not get any more time to comply with federal driver's license rules meant to prevent terrorism and identity theft. If Montana is found to be out of compliance with the Real ID Act of 2005, then state-issued driver's licenses alone won't be accepted for admission to most federal facilities and starting in 2018 for air travel. Bullock wrote Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jed Johnson a letter Monday urging him to suspend implementation of the Real ID law and accept Montana licenses as secure forms of identification. Montana and several other states oppose requirements in the law that include storing images of documents that driver's license applicants present as proof of their identity, such as birth certificates. Yellowstone National Park says once again, visitation is up this year compared to last. For last month, the park saw visitor numbers spike of more than 3% higher than last year, and year-to-date numbers are also up just over 4%. Park managers point to the National Park Service's centennial year, marketing and tourism promotions by the states of Montana and Wyoming, and lower gas prices as influences for the record number of visits so far this year. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Freddie Monatis.